Good evening
to each and every one of you. You are now listening to the Avon Motivational Show. Sorry, I'm about 6 minutes late today, but for some reason the show wasn't scheduled, and I don't know why, because I did it for the whole month. But anyway, we still are continuing the show. And so tonight we're going to talk about the convention that we just had in Las Vegas, Nevada, which was held Tuesday up until Thursday. We had a wonderful time. And so I'm going to plug in, or he's already plugged in, John. So, John, how you doing?
Good. How are you, Pat?
Oh, okay. Thank you so much for giving me the heads up about this show. I don't know why the schedule got erased.
Uh-huh. No worries. It's all good.
Okay. Yeah, so we just came back, and Avon is making so many changes to our Avon company. And, you know, changes are always for the better, and sometimes changes are hard for people to adapt to. But I think that the changes that Avon is making to the company, I think ultimately it's going to be the best thing happening for Avon representatives, which ultimately will help us make more money. But, you know, I wanted to talk about, you know, why it was so important to go to this convention. And we know that Avon has conventions every year. Why it's so important for us to look towards next year, August, because we know it's going to be August, to start putting our monies away for the next convention.
So, Pat, how many Avon reps would you say percentage-wise usually show up in August? Is it the same? Is it the same place every year? I know it's the same time frame.
No, usually it's in Florida, but I think because of all the new changes that Avon is having, I think they wanted to go really big this convention. So I think that's why they had it in Las Vegas. So I think they'll probably go back to Florida.
Oh, okay. What percentage of reps are usually at the convention in August?
I would say, it's worldwide. And so and I think a lot of the reps that do go are definitely all, I think mostly all the leaders. We're dividing into leadership, and we're dividing also into regular reps. And leadership are those individuals who take the Avon business, and they go and they do the recruiting, and taking the Avon business to another level, sharing the business experience with other people. Then you have regular Avon representatives who are just sellers. They basically, what they want to do is just sell Avon products, and they're not interested in mentoring recruits. So I would say, maybe 70% was leadership, and I would say 25% would be the regular Avon representative. So I think maybe we have maybe 30,000 people. It's so hard to judge, but I do know, when you watch the fight that's taking place in Las Vegas, and you see that big, huge arena. But, we pretty much had that, I would say, three-fourths full, I would say.
I got to say that from a business building standpoint, if you're going to build a business, it so behooves you to have your team at this event. I mean, so we figured out it's like about $300 for the flight and around $140 minus $90 for product for you to go. So if you were to take, I guess if you call it like $500, if you take like, if you sock away $50 a month, every month, you can go.
Absolutely.
That would be a goal that I would have up on the wall in front of me every day when I'm working. It would be like, I need $50 a month for the next 12 months to get my butt in the next convention, wherever it is, because the energy that's there, and it's, I've been told this over, you know, a million times over the years, that if you go to a convention, your business is going to go, it's going to build like 20-25% a year, because the energy you get from being there, like we talked earlier, you're drinking the Kool-Aid, you're mingling with other people, you're seeing that this thing is real. There's 30,000 mm-hmm. people here. This is the real deal. Because when you're by yourself in Manhattan or wherever, you're walking down the street or you're at home, and you know, you're kind of bummed. You know, it's like you're on your own, and it makes so much sense when you go to this thing. It's like, hey, it is real. I am part of something huge. I'm in business mm-hmm. for myself, not by myself.
Absolutely.
And like
I
you
think
talked
so.
About buying tools and stuff, buying tools for your business. And I mean, if you pick up one golden nugget, I mean, if you drop, let's say you drop $400 or $500 for 3 or 4 days to get there. And if you pick up one or two golden nuggets, that there's payback on that. That's how you have to look at this thing. It's a business write-off. You write it off for your business mm-hmm. and for your taxes, and you go and you make the most out of it, and you just network your brains out. You'll sleep before you go, and you sleep, you know, after when you come back. But you're not there to sleep. You're not there to gamble. You're not there to have a good time. That's why it's called networking, not net eating or net sleeping or net traveling. It's networking. You're there to network with other people.
Absolutely. And I have to say, you know, when you said put $50 away, you know, Avon makes it so easy for everyone, because one of the things they do, you can select your payment plan. You can either pay for it up front, you know, like the registration mm-hmm. fee and the awards dinners and some of the workshops mm-hmm. if you want to pay those extra. You can either pay for it up front, or you could charge it to your Avon account so they take a certain amount of money out of your Avon account each mm-hmm. so every time you order products, say you order $100 worth of products, we do it every 2 weeks, $5, they'll add $35 to your bill. So instead of paying $100 for the $100 worth mm-hmm. of products you order, you pay $135. They really make it really
what
easy
you don't,
for you.
What you don't see, you don't worry about, you know?
Absolutely.
And
you
should plan on doing it every year. It's part of your business. It's like if you do BNI or chamber events or whatever every week or every month, you do the conference. You go to the conference every year, because every year you're going to pick up some golden nuggets, and you're going to meet some people. You're going to meet, like we talked about today, you know, the people you see on Facebook that you know, but you might meet a Pat McDowell or an Obi-Wan Kenobi that you've heard about on a tape or whatever, and you get to meet them, and they become your best friend and your mentor, and mm-hmm. it could just totally stoke your business. You have no clue.
Absolutely.
You don't know what you don't know that you don't know.
That's exactly right. And then the other part of it is, when you when you sit down and you're sitting next to different Avon representatives from all over the country or all over the world, you know, you talk to them, you say, you know, how's your business? What are you doing? What's successful? And people are not afraid to share their tips. And, you know, you walk away and you say, wow, I walk away and I say, wow, I never even thought of doing such a thing. You know, for example, one lady was telling us that when she gives her orders, she gives her customers a certain percentage off of their total bill based on what the sale of the bill is. And she does mm-hmm. that to maintain loyalty with her customers. That's a lot. That's a really, really great idea. But, see, that's something I would not have learned if I was not at the company.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Bingo.
Yeah.
And
then, you know,
here's an idea for the ladies. Here's something I picked up on a phone call with somebody in BNI in Boise this morning. I had a one-to-one on the phone with this guy who sells cars. And so he gave me this idea about doing one-to-ones, and I want the ladies to try and wrap your brains around how you could apply this to your Avon business. This guy's in BNI, and he does one-to-one a week with somebody. He'll do this like on a Wednesday after the meeting. And what he does is, he brings them down to the Toyota dealership for a one-to-one. sticks them in a car for a test drive. And while they're doing the test drive in the Toyota, he's asking them about their business.
Mm.
And he's videotaping this thing, and he posts it on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So
wow.
I'm trying to wrap the lady's brains around how that puppy would work for Avon. You know, so let's say you're out visiting with somebody and you're talking to them and you say, you know, have you ever thought about doing Avon, you know, on the side? Let's say somebody cuts hair or whatever, you know, and yeah, they could be talking about, they could have this stuff on their counter, and maybe you're videotaping that so that that's something that you're videotaping and you're interviewing somebody about it. And maybe you show it, you show that to the next person you talk to that does hair. That's, mm-hmm. that's contemplating doing Avon as a side business.
Right.
Or a massage therapist, or, you know, just think about the possibilities. You have all these things on your Facebook page, and it's, that's taking social media to the next level and beyond.
Absolutely.
So I thought that was
absolutely.
Pretty cool. I wanted to share that little tip. You just never know. I'm hoping somebody out there in India or Bangladesh or somewhere that does Avon, like that one woman that emailed you, that was either earlier this year or last year. She's in India, and she's working Avon, and she listens to the show. So you just that gave me goosebumps that she listens to our show in India. You just never
mm-hmm.
know, and just
you never know.
Changing lives, you know.
Absolutely.
Changing
absolutely.
Lipsticks, changing lipsticks, changing lives. You know, you never know.
One of the things that they gave away. You know, they always when you register, they keep a part of your registration ticket and they put it in a big barrel where they actually rotate
sure.
your raffle.
Uh-huh.
And one woman won a black pearl, string of pearl necklace that was valued at $7,000.
Oh, my God.
And Because she showed up. And then another girl that was there, who I met a couple of months ago. We did an event for Avon a couple of months ago. I met this girl actually for the second time, and she won a trip to Tahiti for two.
Oh my God!
Yeah. So you know, these things don't happen when you're sitting at home.
Exactly. I was going to say, if you're sitting at home watching Ricky Lake or something, guess what? Your name ain't in the barrel.
There you go.
No tiki, no washi, you know, no trip, no pearls.
That's right. That's exactly right.
So if
and
you
then,
plan
well,
on that puppy, yeah, go ahead.
What I was also, when I had shared with you earlier, you know, in addition to all the Avon representatives that was there, people from corporate office were also there as well.
Right.
And one of the things I went over to the corporate, the person who was in charge of the perfume, and I asked them, could they provide us with these beautiful perfume boards? I said, I wouldn't mind even paying for it, you know, but they did
mm-hmm.
give them to, like, the district managers and stuff like that to display in the office. But, you know, it really doesn't help us as Avon representatives, especially if you're vending this, you know, to have these nice, beautiful boards. So I showed her a picture of, because I keep take a picture of every table that I do, and I showed her one
you.
Of my displays. And she was so impressed with it, she asked me, can she email it to herself? Because she was going to talk to, you know, the people in corporate about, you know, providing
mm-hmm.
this type of a display for the reps. So these are types of things that happen when you go to these conferences.
And you think about, if you think about from a corporate standpoint, I mean, let's say if every rep had that, they sell, what, $20 to $30 of the product times
mm-hmm.
X number of reps?
Oh, yeah.
That's a no-brainer.
You know, when you register for $130, this time it was $130. They almost gave you that same amount in value back in products. So you have two
there you
choices.
Go.
You could either sell those products and get your money back,
mm-hmm.
or you can just keep that in for yourself. It's up to you.
Which saves you money, and either way, it's a win-win.
Absolutely.
So
one
the cost
think,
to get there, you get the cost of air, and you get the cost of hotel, and if you room with somebody else, that cuts the cost in half.
Yeah, get two other roommates and just kind of crash out. It's only for a couple
of
days.
You gotta go. I mean, you just gotta go.
You gotta go. One of the things I think that people who are listening who will be very excited to hear, you know, a lot of the Avon representatives and I think a lot of the district managers were complaining because Avon had taken a different direction. They were going to they were going to discontinue having district meetings. They were going to have they were going to just do webinars and on the internet. So
really?
What they decided to do, they're bringing back the meeting.
Cool.
They're bringing the meetings back. So a lot of Avon representatives were very happy to hear that. Mm-hmm.
That's huge.
Yeah. And then the other thing was that we had a lot of, a lot of people like to order stuff, like, to enhance their business. And Town and Country, which is the vendor that Avon has on our website, they allow us to we can buy stuff. They allow us to buy things from them, but usually it's for a cost. You know, not well, it's a cost, obviously, but, you have to pay the shipping and everything to get your items.
Sure.
They set up a whole store there so that you can give you the opportunity to shop. You don't have to worry about the shipping cost. So, people will take buy some fantastic T-shirts and shirts. And what was that? A beautiful runner. They got some beautiful color runners. They had those. It's just absolutely phenomenal.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go. You just have to carve it out every year. It's 3 or 4 days, out of a year.
Absolutely. You know what? And I'm not the type of person, John, that likes secondhand information. I like to hear it from the horse's mouth. And when you go to the convention, you're hearing these things from the horse's mouth. Secondhand information. Secondhand information, when you play telephone and you whistle something to somebody, and then when you get back to the end, the whole message is completely wrong.
It's totally different.
It's totally different. Yeah, that's why.
But see, the main point is if you're a business builder, Pat.
Yeah.
You want to bring your team there. If you're a business builder, you've got to have your team at this thing. That's going to make your business grow the next year. You can track it.
You're absolutely right, June.
You can track that success from 1 August, and they just track it. Track it, put on a calendar and see how your business grows, September, October, November, all the way through next August of 2017.
If you've gone and taken
your team with.
That's
just think about the team build, what the team building is in that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what's also nice, John, is that you have the opportunity to, when you go there with your team, is this a whole team spirit type of thing that you have going on?
Yeah.
So.
You're drinking the Kool-Aid,
Absolutely. And then a lot of people take the opportunity to spend a couple more days and bring their family.
I just see it totally from a team building, if you spent a couple hours.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would spend time with my team. Like you said, it was Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. If you could do it the day before or the day after, spend two or three hours team building with your team of people outside of the event when you've got all the energies gone, you got all this stuff that's going on. You can just focus on your team and the people that have just kicked butt the last year. Throw a little bit of undercover boss in there and show them how much you appreciate what they've done to impact your business, because they're building your business. Yeah. What goes around comes around.
That's exactly right, Don. Absolutely correct.
As you sow, so shall you reap. And, when you've got those people, they've all come there.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks.
They've all mm-hmm. come there and take the time to spend it with them.
Mm-hmm.
Would be my call.
So what would you say? Can you leave us with some parting words? I guess I understand. Some parting words, John. Yeah.
Some parting guests for the parting prizes for the guests. I would say, I mean, if I was a business builder, that would be my number one goal of the year. Is you know, they come into the business, okay. The number one mainstay of you building your business is you're going to be at the convention in August. That's your number one goal. I'm going to help you to build this sucker so that you can throw 40, 50 bucks in the bank, in the piggy bank, so you can go there and see what this whole enchilada is all about. That's what you want. That's your sales pitch. That's your build to, is being with 30,000 other people doing this in every August. And then they build it. You help them to build it, and then they're going to have their team go with them as well. And that's your whole mantra of building this business, is if you're going to build it, you're going to be a convention. I'm trying to come up with a catchy phrase that says, you know, if you're going to build it, you're going to go. That's just all there is to it.
And you know what, John?
I don't think enough companies do that. Go ahead.
No, John, I have to say I was actually in shock of the number of people who came to the convention with people who were not Avon reps, but people who were thinking about becoming an Avon representative or friends.
Awesome.
And they actually paid for the registration and sat in on the conference. So that was really amazing. Yeah, that's I can't even get that Avon rep to go. But to have friends and people that come and sit on it, it was amazing. And I tell you, John.
FOA, Friends of Avon. I love that.
Yeah. And those husband and wife team, they were there full force.
Yeah, because that's what I do. I do in my build is I build, it's called Friends of Dentistry and Friends of Dermatology. I have a referral program. Mm-hmm. So that's awesome. So, yeah. So if you're going to start building your business, hey, those people, you're going to get them in. Your number one goal, that's your number one goal, is you're going to convention next year in August. Just put it down on the wall.
Absolutely.
Have a date, have convention and the date up on the wall so they see it every day.
August 2017. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
August of every year. Your mantra is August of every darn year. That's your deal.
Absolutely. Wow. Well, that was fantastic.
Yeah.
That was really, really fantastic. And, John, I just really like to thank you for agreeing to move your speaking time to the this time period, because I know, you know, it's kind of hard. Everybody's, you know, trying to do their thing and their schedules are tight. But thank you so much. And for those people who are friends on our Facebook page, Avon Motivation Radio Show, or you haven't done so, I would suggest you do it and become friends.
Please like
the page.
Yeah,
because I posted some videos from the convention. One of the things that I'm really excited about is the three different kits. As of the 17th of September, the price of the kit is going up to $20. $20. I'm sorry, $25. So it's going to go from, I think it's 15 now. It's going to go from $15 to $25, and then there's a $50 kit and there's a $100 kit. And I posted those different kits on the website as well as show some other things. Yeah.
So
I'm excited.
Do you have the link to this show on the Facebook page?
It's always on the show, yeah. The link is always on the
Facebook page?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so this way
so our next,
who, for those people who want to know what the topic for each week, they go on our Facebook page and they can see it. And then usually after the show, I put the link so they can go back and listen to the show.
So our next show will be on Labor Day, which is Monday the 5th of September.
It's Labor Day?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. See everybody Labor Day. Okay, very good.
It's like we did the last one. We did the last one on the 4th of July, remember?
Yes.
The show must go on. Yeah.
Show must go on. We must all make money.
Right.
Okay, John.
It's all about
thank
the
you
quant.
So much.
Yeah.
And that's exactly right. Thank you so much, John. And I just look forward. Boy, when we speak again, the summer will be over.
That's right.
Okay then.
All right. Have a good week, you guys. Go sell something.
And this is order-taking week, everyone, so make sure you get your orders in. Take care.
Okay, remember, August 2017, be there or be square. Have your team
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Take care.
All right. I'm out. Bye.